the communication between the INTO and the officials, they're ongoing. So what I want to see here is clever, creative, practical ways of doing this. And if the substitute panel is an example of doing this, it's something we need to make happen. Principals are under pressure. They're trying to organise their school, and if they're there on a Sunday night and they don't have somebody to ring. And I think the substitute panels is an example. And there is, I think if we go back far enough, there's a precedent there as well. And if we can bring that back in, it's something that I'm committed. Costings are in the area of budgetary, and that's something that obviously is a conversation that will start already even at this time of year towards the next budget. So look, it's something I want to see happening. I want to see very practical ways of doing this, and the information I'm getting back is that the substitute panel is one of those. So in the last number of weeks, we introduced an extra assistance fund of €1 million for trainees, because I am deeply aware that there are costs in going to get these qualifications. I'm also conscious of the fact as well that the starting salary for young teachers coming out from being students is €38,000 per year. That is a good starting salary. And I'm also conscious of the fact that whatever sort of measures to support attract people to return to learning, I'm a big advocate of lifelong learning. Many people who've spent a big percentage of their life in the private sector are possibly looking at the public sector. So my message to people is, it is a very attractive proposition.